God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Maybe you've noticed that it's a dog-eat-dog world. If you're going to get ahead, you have to step on other people. You have to build yourself up. You have to do whatever it takes to get ahead. That's the way most people think. But most people are wrong. They're wrong. Sometimes it does seem like those who are self-promoting and self-conceited and self-absorbed are the ones that get ahead. And there's no doubt that scheming works in the short run. Let me give you an example from the story of Esther. Esther was a Jewess who, with her people, had been captured by the Medo-Persian Empire. Through a chain of events that were providential, she became the queen to this king of this mighty empire. The king did not know that she was Jewish, and the Bible tells us that her cousin, a man named Mordecai, actually thwarted a plot to take down the king that two of his chamberlains had been hatching. And the Bible ends that part of Esther's story by saying, "And it was written in the book of the Chronicles before the king." That is, it was noted duly that Mordecai the Jew, the cousin of Esther, both of whom were in the court of the king, had foiled this plot. And it was written down in the book so it could be noted. The very next verse, chapter 3, verse 1, says, After these very things, did King Ahasuerus promote Haman, the son of, then it gives his family. The Bible says that the king advanced him. Now, later on, Haman, because Mordecai would not bow down before him, Haman was a conceited man, he decided that he would kill Mordecai, and he would kill all of Mordecai's people, the Jewish people. How terrible that a man as good as Mordecai would save the king and then be forgotten. And the very next verse tells us how this unfit man, this ruffian named Haman, how he'd been promoted. But I have to tell you something. Promotion is providential. When we speak of providence, we speak both of God and what He does. Providence means God's providence. It literally has the idea of God's looking ahead. It's His provision. It's His seeing ahead. Let me ask you a question. Who's looking ahead for you? Is it you or is it God? Scheming does work in the short run, but I want to tell you something. The things that happen every day, acts of character or lack of character, are things that are noted by God. And when you come to the end of the story of Esther, the Bible tells us that Mordecai was a man of great honor, and Haman was hung upon the gallows that he himself had built. You know, God will give arrogant people just enough rope with which to hang themselves, and that's exactly what happened to Haman. He was hung in the very gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Why? Because promotion comes from God. You know, you see this very concisely in Psalm 76, verse 4, where the Bible says, "I said unto the fools, deal not foolishly, and to the wicked, lift not up the horn." That is, don't be arrogant. "Lift not up your horn on high, speak not with a stiff neck." Verse 6 tells us why. "For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, but God is the judge." It may be that your boss, your superior, in wherever, whatever context you find yourself, may totally overlook what you're doing, the good that you're doing. But I want to tell you something. God is judge. God is not fooled. God is not blind. God is not finite. He's infinite. He knows, He sees, He hears everything. And it's a comfort of soul to remember that regardless of what you see right now, promotion is providential. The Bible tells us numerous times that Esther herself obtained favor in the sight of the courtiers, obtained favor and grace in the sight of the kings, obtained favor like Daniel did. The Bible tells us that Daniel had favor with the court as well. That was of God. Favor is God-given, and promotion is the providence of God.